Beginning our day, beginning our retreat, beginning this period of meditation. As usual, I like to remind people to bring attention to how we feel in this moment. Before trying to do anything to change the body, the mind, to pick up the meditation as an activity, how do we feel? What's the body like in this moment? Warm, cool, comfortable, uncomfortable? Did we even notice we have a body? How is it? Simply to appreciate what is present, how the body feels. How is your mind? What's the mood in this moment? Sleepy? Alert? Depressed? Inspired? Somewhere in the middle. Just as with the body, there's no right or wrong place to begin. What's always helpful for us is to take some time to appreciate what's here. What's the makeup of this particular quality of my life, my being, at this moment? But in a way, that very act of attention, that very act of appreciation, that's the place to begin. This is what we're working with, this body, this mind, this time. This place. This is the clay that the potter is working with. This is the material. And as we get a feeling for the material, what we're working with, like a baker testing the dough, a potter testing the clay, then as we work to guide the body and guide the mind, our efforts are based on an attunement to the reality of the way things are, rather than starting with an idea of how they should be, or how they used to be. Now consciously bringing attention into the body. See if you can feel the presence of your spine, your back, how is the body holding itself? Is it hunched over, straight, sitting in a straight and upright way? How is it? How does it feel? And as we discern the presence of our spine to the degree that we can, invite it to stretch and to lengthen. To grow, inviting the body to arrange itself in an upright, alert, attentive way. Spine stretching to its full, comfortable, natural limit. Not to create more tension, simply to fulfill the potential that is there. To invite the body to be upright, full of energy. A meditation is a cultivation of the blend of two particular qualities. The quality of alertness, brightness of mind, attention, awareness, and the quality of peacefulness, ease, and relaxation. So around the central column of the spine, this axis of our physical being, invite the body to relax, let the rest of the body soften, free of tension. We can take these next few minutes to slowly, steadily sweep the attention through the body, starting with your head, your face. Notice where any tightness, stiffness, tension is settled in the body, around your eyes, your forehead, around your mouth. Notice any tightness or tension there. Let it soften, loosen. Let that tightness, stiffness dissolve. And just as when we invite the body to sit in an upright way, we notice a degree of brightness, energy increasing. When we invite the muscles of the face to soften, relax, to some degree we notice an increase of peacefulness. Supports the attitude of calm, ease, freedom from agitation. That this quality of relaxing, easing, softening, spread down through the body, so from your face, around your eyes and mouth, your jaw. Let it spread down your neck, into your shoulders. Feeling any tightness or stiffness there? How the shoulders hunch, stressed up against the weight of the world? Let them drop. The world does not need to be held up by your anxiety. It supports itself. Let your shoulders drop. Neck, shoulders, arms, free of tension. Relaxing the arms and hands. Feeling their presence all the way down to your fingers. Whether they're in your lap or on your knees, or however they are arranged. Feel the presence of your arms and hands. Let them be free of tension. Bringing attention to the chest and the abdomen, the core of our physical being, the trunk of the body. Let your chest be a little more open, your shoulders not tense or tight, the heart closed in. Let your chest be a little more open. Let yourself breathe more freely. Let the stomach, the abdomen soften and loosen. We don't have to harden our belly against the attacks of the world. We can let ourselves be free of anxiety, free of tension. Your stomach, the abdomen, the lower area of the body, solar plexus. Just let this whole central core of the body soften, loosen. As that relaxes, softens, the stomach spreads and frees itself from tightness, notice how that has an effect upon the mood. Notice whatever residual or habitual anxiety there might be. When the stomach softens, spreads, relaxes, it's hard to keep worrying, to keep stressing in the same way. in this manner, we're exercising a quality of kindness, benevolence towards our own body, wishing it well, freeing it from agitation, stress, filling our whole physical being with an attitude of well-wishing, kindness, acceptance. Here is the body. It's like this. It doesn't need to be a different way to be good or right. In this moment, it is exactly this way. And then we let this wave of friendliness and relaxation spread down through the pelvis and hip joints. Relaxing our thighs and legs. A wave of warm, soft light flowing down through our hips, our thighs, down to our knees. Those who have sore joints are just in the back or shoulders, hip joints, knee joints, areas of pain and tension, replaced joints, aching or arthritic, rheumatic joints. This is the time to spread loving kindness, acceptance, friendliness through those areas rather than fear and tension, resentment. Our hips are like this, our knees are like this, our bones, our joints are like this. Being friendly, accepting, kindly towards our own body. Relaxing the legs and the knees, letting this wave of calm and softening, relaxing, flow down through the calves, to our ankles, all the way to our feet. Our toes. Here is the body. It feels like this. In this moment, it's exactly this way. Let it be at ease, settled, completely free of tension. The way the habits of body and mind work is that while we're paying attention to one area, another area reverts to its old habits. This is the way we are. So while we've been relaxing our knees, our hip joints, maybe our jaw has tightened up. The muscles around our eyes have become tight and scrunched. Our shoulders have tensed up again. Or the spine has slumped over. We make the effort to bring the whole of our system, our whole being, into balance. Not just assume because we put attention on one part before, it's now fixed and good, but to recognize things are in a constant state of change. Therefore, our inclusive, expansive attention, thorough attention is most helpful. So for the next few minutes, just slowly move the attention up and down through the body. And wherever you find tightness or tension has re-established itself, consciously let that area of the body relax. The face, your shoulders, the abdomen. Or if you find that the energy quality has diminished, the mind dull and sleepy, notice what your spine is now doing. Has the body slumped? The spine no longer upright and extended, but crumpled. If that's the case, notice it. Bring attention to that and let the body grow and stretch, reach its full upright extension instead. We bring attention, a loving, caring, accepting attention to the body. And through that attention, through that acceptance, we help the body to find a balance. Energetic, relaxed. Helping us to establish in a steady, firm, ongoing way its qualities of energy and ease, alertness and relaxation. when we attend to the body, the posture in this way, we can begin to get a feeling for how well-being, quality of well-being, does not mean that all our illnesses are fixed, decaying joints are not necessarily suddenly fixed, free of arthritis. All of our illnesses are magically cured, but rather, even in the face of an illness, an aging joint, an infection, injury, the quality of well-being is a quality of heart, it's a quality of attitude. Even though the body might have some deficiency, some ailment, all kinds of hardware, new joints, hearing aids, false teeth, our well-being, the quality of well-being, doesn't depend on those being fixed in a mechanical way, but it depends upon the attitude. The heart can be completely at ease, open, at peace, even in the face of a painful feeling, a pacemaker's activity, a joint that's been replaced, a chronic pain in the spine or the shoulder, the face. There can still be well-being, even in the face of the body's ailments, inefficiencies. We can notice this, get a feel for this. So just like the Buddha's advice to Nakulapita, we can, even if the body is afflicted, we can be unafflicted in mind. Our ease, our well-being, doesn't have to depend on an absence of pain or a body free of ailments. We can be unafflicted in mind completely. This is great good news, a great blessing. And one of the magical things is that when we establish this attitude of acceptance, well-wishing, then the ailments that we do have, the aching joints or the infections, the imbalances, that very attitude of acceptance helps them to improve and to reach a state of cure or recovery or restore their capacities to what is fully possible. That wholesome, benevolent, kindly accepting attitude helps the system to recover to the extent that it can. This is the mysterious, beautiful way that it appears to work.